all seasons for a thousand reasons. Hello, travelers from Southern California to Arizona and all across the United States. I'm Francoise, your host, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Reno, Nevada, where history meets technology, well, and a lot more. Population is over 400,000, and the weather is gorgeous. Now, Reno is quickly becoming known as the special events capital of the world. Why? We'll find out. And again, hopefully we'll find out some of the thousands of reasons why, and we've given you so many already, why you need to visit Reno, whether you've never been here or you were here 20 years ago. It's time to come back and experience all that's happening here. Lots and lots of fun going on. Now, my drive from the Coachella Valley took about 8 hours, but we know that I am a driver, but you don't have to drive to Reno. We'll tell you how you can fly, take the train, take a bus, however you want to get here. It's easily said and done. I did stop several times. Of course, once I got on 395, Lone Pine, Bishop, Carson City, just beautiful areas I had to stop. And then I finally made my way into Reno right here at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. Now, I am sitting right here on the bottom floor, the casino floor of the Atlantis. To my right is the sports book. To my left is one of the lounges, and in front of me there are some slot machines. So a lot of activity going on here. You probably will hear some background noise, which is fine, and that's all the hustle and bustle here at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. Our technical director, Valley Harvey, she is in her glass office back there at Money Radio. Hi, Valley.
Hi, Francoise. Sounds like fun there.
It is a lot of fun. I have had... 4 days just isn't enough. I have not done all the things that I had planned to do. There's so many things I want to do, and who knows, maybe this afternoon I'll get around to a few more, but I've just been having such a great time here in Reno. We're going to talk about that briefly, and we'll be coming up with a lot more. Now, for those listening online, I suggest right now you go to visitrenotahoe.com. Check it out. You can look at the website while we're talking, while all my guests are on, and see what all the buzz is about. Just so much. So we're not having any industry news today because I want to talk about my trip here to Reno, Nevada, which actually is a friendly and hip community now. Gone are the gunfights in the streets, the brawls, all that stuff. All the history, bygone era. It is hip and trendy. The Wi-Fi generation is here, and I still love that they have embraced the past. You cannot come to Reno without still getting a feel of the past. The Reno Rodeo is in town right now, but with that, they have the baseball. They have the PGA tournaments, just all these major events happening here in Reno. So now, they do get over 4 million visitors a year here, and I tell you, after the renovation that has happened here in Reno, they're going to get a lot more. Yes. Tahoe is just a few miles away, but now you have the best of it all. And frankly, as beautiful as Tahoe is, I am finding there is so much more to do here in Reno for your families, whether you're coming solo. It's just everything that you can ask for is right here, and have a great time, beautiful weather. The elevation was 4,500 feet is what I think I said earlier. Yes, 4,500 feet, a beautiful dry climate. So definitely Reno is now the place to go and visit. It's the hot spot, and you're going to find out why. Since my arrival on Thursday, what have I been doing? We'll say I played some golf at Lake Ridge Golf Course, which is a Robert Trent Jones Senior designed course. I had a massage here at the Atlantis Spa. Wonderful treatment. I went to the Livestock Arena for the Reno Rodeo, which are doing a phenomenal job. Just very, very exciting, and again, giving back to charity. The Reno Rodeo has been around since 1919. The heritage has been preserved, and just everybody's having a blast. I had some delicious meals last night. I was lucky enough to dine with Ben McDonald from the CVB. We were down at Campo on the Truckee River, the Riverwalk area, which is completely new, a beautiful hustle-bustling area. The river runs right through the Truckee, and there are visitors from all over just wandering around, going in the river, kayaking, river rafting, dining, hanging out by the river, just actually having a fabulous time. That is like the hot spot is in downtown Reno. And again, they have the Blues and Brew Festival going on. Main Street was closed off. A lot of action in downtown Reno. A lot of action by the Truckee River at the Riverwalk. Just everywhere you go, everybody, you know, you're having a good time. And that's what life is all about. And I am, as I said earlier, right here at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. Now, in the last 5 to 10 years, Reno has spent over $1 billion in a total new look. I mean, it is fresh, it is exciting, and it shows. Our several guests in our first hour, they had moved away, and actually they came back to Reno because all that is happening, all the major events, all the things going on. And where did I have right here? Here are just a sample of some of the major annual events that happen here in Reno. In June, they have the Reno River Festival, the Reno Rodeo. They have the Bike Ride, America's Most Beautiful Bike Ride. They have the Reno Tahoe Odyssey Relay Run. In July, they have Art Town, which is a major event. They have the, Reno Tahoe Open. They have the food truck events happening every Friday. Coming up in August, we'll find out about the Hot August Nights. That's another huge event that actually runs for the entire month of August. And they have Burning Man, which is only a couple hours away, or about an hour or so. But just so many things going on. The list is really, I could add to the thousand reasons why it is an all-seasonal community here in Reno. So just a few of the things happening in Reno. And again, go to the website, renotahoe.com. Visit renotahoe.com, and you can see what's going on. You can see what we're talking about right now. So again, lots of things happening in Reno. I have been having a fabulous time. But I think now what we're going to do is we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we are going to talk to the president and CEO of the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority. He is the expert here. He knows what is happening. He is Chris Baum, and he will be joining us right here on Traveling with Francoise. And he's going to tell us a few of the thousand reasons and so many more on why you want to make Reno your next destination. Bring the family, come alone, bring the horses, bring the bikes, bring the golf clubs. It's all right here for you in Reno. So we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, Christopher Baum joins us, and we're going to find out what is happening, what's new, all about Reno. You're listening to Traveling with
Listen
Francoise.
To us on your right smartphone. Get the app for Apple or Android. Money Radio 1200.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classy-transportation.com.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Francoise. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, right here on Money Radio 1200, coming to you live from Reno, Nevada, and we are at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa, and joining us now is Christopher Baum. He is the President and CEO of the Reno Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. It's kind of a mouthful. You can just say Reno Tahoe USA is what we call ourselves.
You know, and I kind of had that on my notes, but it looks so official when I say the other
way. It's much shorter.
Now, Chris, you have been in this industry, the tourism industry, for a long time. And tell my listeners about that. This isn't something you just sort of, you came to Reno and says, hey, I want that job. Let me see what I can do. You had a vision. You researched the area, and here you are. But what is your background in the tourism industry?
Well, I got in the travel business. I went to Cornell University, their School of Hotel Administration, and have a degree in hotel administration, and got out of there and went into the hotel business. Was with Westin and Hilton and Sonesta International Hotels for about 25 years. Then I actually made an interesting switch. I went into the publishing business, although I was with the New Yorker magazine at Condé Nast headquarters in New York. I'm originally from New York. And then I went into the convention bureau business, and I was in Detroit, Michigan. And when I was in Detroit, I found that I was pretty good at taking something that people had a certain negative image of and maybe switching that around, turning around, and pointing out all the good things they weren't aware of. So I was minding my own business there one day and got a call from a search firm, an executive search firm, about a position out here in Reno, Tahoe. And I initially said no because my job was stable and I've been in the business for a long time. I wasn't looking to make a change, but then I had to fly out west, and I went over the mountains and looked out the plane window and thought, you know, I really like living out west. I like the open spaces. I like the beauty of it. And so I threw my name in the ring, and here I am. That was a year and a half ago, and I could not be happier.
Now, a lot of people would say New York to Reno. What, when your friends, I mean, what did your friends say when you said, look, I'm moving to Reno?
Well, you know, what they said when I was moving to Detroit was different, but when I was moving to Reno, Tahoe, actually people were very, most people really don't have that strong an impression. Your listeners in Arizona and Southern California probably are a little bit more familiar with our area than people are nationally, but a lot of folks have never been here or haven't been here for years, and they think we're a small Las Vegas. And of course, we don't even have the same climate as Las Vegas. We're an 8-hour drive from Las Vegas. We're 4 hours from San Francisco. So we're a high desert here. When it's 105 down there, it's 80 up here, very low humidity. It hardly ever rains. And our summertime is one of our peak times of the year because people are outdoors doing activities and going to special events and really taking advantage of the wonderful climate.
Well, and it is a beautiful climate. It's been sunny and gorgeous since I've been here. In the morning, 63, in the afternoon, in the 70s. You can't beat it. You have beautiful weather all year long here. And so I have been so pleasantly surprised at my trip here to Reno. And like you say, there was this image before. You're changing the image. Before, when I would say Reno, Tahoe to people, I mean, Tahoe would always win out. I mean, really, people would just think Tahoe. Now, I really feel that you are equal partners now,
well, we actually,
if not more.
It's interesting. We do research every year with a company out of California, and they talk to people who visited here recently. And what we found is when we used to ask them their impression of Reno, and then we would ask a different group their impression of Reno Tahoe, Reno Tahoe would always come in a couple points higher. Over the last couple of years, that's now narrowed, so there's almost virtually no difference. So you say Reno, you say Reno Tahoe, Reno has come up dramatically in terms of perception because more and more people have visited and found out this is a 21st century Reno, not the 20th century Reno.
Downtown, I was posting some photographs and took some photographs to make sure I get them on the web, but downtown, Reno has spent over $1 billion in a revamp, a facelift, and it looks spectacular. Let's backtrack and talk a little bit about where did you start. You obviously have to keep track. You're in the tourism business. You're the person, the visitors bureau. You're the one that puts the word out about Reno to the country, to the world.
Right.
You want everyone to know what's happening here. When this process started, and you've the result now, they're probably, they always have a few more things to do. They never finish on a project like that. It's never finished.
Sure.
Tell us about that. Where did it start, and where is it now?
Well, I think a lot of civic leaders, and this really happened before I was here when I was doing other jobs in other parts of the country, but they realized that although we're somewhat unique in having 9 hotels between 800 and 2,000 rooms in a destination with 400,000 people, downtown is always an important part of the mix. And a lot of our big hotels aren't downtown, but a lot of them are. And I think they looked at downtown and said, you know, we really need to update this. We need to make it more tourist-friendly. And so we have an incredible asset with the Truckee River, runs from Lake Tahoe to Pyramid Lake, right through the middle of downtown. And they built a whitewater park down there. They rerouted the river a little bit, put some additional boulders in, and now you have kayaking events that take place literally in the middle of downtown. I can't think of another city in America where you can actually see people in kayaks going to the middle of downtown, and people fly fishing, quite frankly. You go fly fishing on your lunch break. Right in the middle of downtown Reno. So the Whitewater Park was a terrific addition. They also did something really incredible, and I must admit I don't recall this from years ago when I was in Reno, but the train used to run right through the middle of downtown at grade level. So you would have to stop in your car when you're here on vacation to let an Amtrak train or a freight train go through town. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Well, they spent a lot of money building a trench, and they put that train underground now. So that train comes through the middle of town. It doesn't affect traffic at all. That was a big change as well, because as interesting as it might be to see a train going through a downtown, it's not very practical on a daily basis when you have as many trains coming through as we do out here in the West. The Aces Ballpark. We've got a AAA baseball team here, the Reno Aces. They're affiliated with the team down in the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And they won the championship last year. They've got a gorgeous park downtown. That was a terrific addition as well. So things like that. The old post office, it's a gorgeous building from the 1930s. It's now being gutted out. All the original architectural details are being kept, but it's turned into retail space. So we'll have an upscale shopping mall inside this beautiful 1930s post office. So a lot of people who care about this town have made big investments and have really changed the feel and the look. And as you said, there's always work to be done, but we've made a lot of progress in the last 5 or 10 years.
A lot of progress, and I've been talking to a lot of locals as well that are now going to the baseball stadiums and going to all these places. Originally thought, you know, do we really need it? And now they're loving it. They're saying, we are so glad it's all here.
We have the Nevada Art Museum in downtown Reno. A lot of people would guess that's in Las Vegas, which is a much bigger city. But the fact is, the only accredited art museum in the state of Nevada is right downtown Reno. It's a gorgeous facility with all sorts of great displays.
Well, I like to, and folks with us right now is Chris Baum. He is the president and CEO of Reno Tahoe USA. You can go to their website, visit renotahoe.com. Very simple. It will be on Traveling with Francois to plan your trip. Everything you need to know is right there on that website. Or you can give them a call at 800-4-RENO. Or 800-367-7366. What I like, you know, you always get a little worried that when they're doing something such as the billion-dollar revamp, that the history might slowly, you know, be pushed aside, but there's some beautiful buildings downtown that they kept these gorgeous buildings.
Yep.
So now you have the feel of the university crowd, the Wi-Fi crowd, that generation, and then right next door are these fabulous buildings.
It really is a nice mix of the old and new. And I think one of the things that a lot of people haven't heard about yet is that Apple, the number one brand in the world, is spending $1 billion in the Reno area over the next 10 years. They're building a server farm here. They're going to have an administration building in downtown Reno. So the top brand in the world thinks this is a great place to invest. I think that's a pretty good sign that things are looking up. Another thing that a lot of folks don't realize is University of Nevada, Reno, is right here. We're a college town, and college towns have a lot of stability to them. Through good times and bads, kids go to school, and we're working very closely with the university to make them a bigger part of the Reno experience, because as I say, university towns are solid towns, and I think we've kind of kept them in the shadows or haven't made enough of that in the past. It's a top 100 university, national university, and we think people need to know about that too.
Well, definitely a lot, and you have a huge arts and culture scene.
We do.
You have the Art Town coming up.
It's an entire month, yeah.
Yeah, an entire month. You have all sorts of special events going on, but you have the historic walks, and you also have the new downtown walks. You have local artists. You have artists from around the world that are now coming to Reno, because frankly, I was talking to a lady from the art museum, and you have vantage points for artists that are unrivaled. We know the artists love to find these little nooks and crannies to do their work.
Right.
And on the Riverwalk, in the mountains, everywhere you look, there's a vantage point for the art world right here in Reno.
It's a wonderful place, whether you paint, whether you sculpt. Even if you're a composer, it really is such a... there's something about this part of the world that is so wide open, and you feel so close to nature, and you know, if you're a religious person, you feel close to God. I mean, it really is a spectacular place. I've lived in 11 states. I've lived everywhere from Boston to Atlanta, Seattle to Los Angeles, Chicago to Houston. I grew up in New York. So really, I'm in a situation where I know this country. And I got to say, I've never enjoyed living and working in a place like I do here in the Reno area. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And the other thing that I think is so cool is the Wild West is really a part of what we are out here. And I think maybe in the past they haven't, they kind of let that fall by the wayside. But for someone who's a relative newcomer like me who's only been here a year and a half, I mean, last summer they tranquilized a mountain lion in downtown Reno. They literally, he was trying to go in the revolving door at Harrah's, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and the police showed up and shot a tranquilizer dart, put it in the back of a pickup truck with a collar on it, and took it back out to the mountains. And it came down the banks of the Truckee River. And you know what? There's no danger with mountain lions in downtown Reno, but isn't it cool to know there's a city in America where that can still happen?
And you had the horses for the cattle for the rodeo right down Main Street, right over to the
lighthouse. Absolutely. There. Plus, we also have more wild horses in northern Nevada than any place else in the United States. You can literally get in a car from where we're sitting right now, drive 15 minutes, and see wild Mustangs out in the desert that have been that are from a bloodline that exists back to the days of the conquistadors.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I've been admitted on Facebook that I am obsessed with the marmot. I've never seen a marmot over at the Lake Ridge Golf Course. I said, I thought it was a beaver. These are the cute, and they're so, they don't hurt the golf course.
Right.
I mean, I think very unique. The marmot is very unique. In fact,
yes.
People said, oh, we thought they were in Oregon or Washington. No, they are alive and well here
in
Reno.
A lot of bears here, too, over in the mountains. It's a pretty exciting thing when people go over to the lake and, they're putting their trash in a trash can. They say, why do we have these big armored cans here? Well, it's all the bears.
Well, now 4 million annual visitors a year here, which we know that's going to grow. Now, with all the things that are happening here, all the special events, also known as the special events capital of the world here in Reno, Nevada, the convention center is right next door. You have the livestock center. You have all sorts of places for large events now to be held in Reno. The visitors, now, I am a driving person. If I can drive there, I will. However, not everyone wants to drive.
Right.
You have this huge airport that I hear just under... It itself has had a lot of work done to it.
It's a very highly rated airport. It's extremely efficient, both in terms of TSA and in terms of the overall operation. And it really has a nice, it kind of has a mountain decor to it, so you feel like you're already here once you step off the plane. And it's just a very well-run airport. And, of course, it's serviced by all the major air carriers. So throughout the West, we've got direct air service from United, American, Southwest, U.S. Airways, Alaskan Airways. So it's very easy for our friends out west to get to Reno if you want to fly. And for many of it, it's an easy drive as well, and a beautiful drive. So, yeah, getting here is the easy part. Going home is the hard part, I think.
Well, and I'm going to put you on the spot. You're basically a newbie here in
Reno,
and visitors sometimes tend to get a little nervous about navigating around an area.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you finding, when you first year here a month or so, navigating around the Reno area?
Forget me, my wife, and this is not a sexist joke. This is just my wife in particular. My wife, every other place around the country we lived, I would get these frantic calls from her saying, I'm on this highway, what do I do? And I say, I don't even know where you are. And out here, you basically have one north-south artery and one east-west artery. Interstate 80 goes direct to San Francisco to the left, and it goes to Salt Lake City to the right. And Interstate 395 and 580 goes north-south. You can take it up into Oregon. You can take it south to Las Vegas. You cannot get lost in this town. We really are the biggest little city when you come right down to it, and that comes to getting around as well. Very easy.
And freeways are new. There's all these new freeways. I found myself on the new 395, and then I see there's the new 80, and they're beautiful freeways.
They're very smooth. Coming in from Michigan, which is full of potholes, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure for me in my car to drive in Reno.
Well, it's lovely here. So, and with us, folks, is Chris Baum. He is the president and CEO of Reno Tahoe USA. You can go to the website, visit renotahoe.com. It is on Traveling with Francois right now. So, Chris, what is one of your favorite things now to do in Reno?
Well, I tell you, I'm a car guy, and one of the things that really was exciting, I came here from Detroit, and I was only there for 6 years, but as a car guy in Detroit, I had a blast. But when I got here, I realized we had all these great piston-powered events, as I call them. Cars, motorcycles, airplanes, jet skis. We have an entire summer of events for people who love internal combustion. And so we put something together called Northern Nevada Motor Madness. So literally, from June all the way through September, we have one of the strongest lineups for people who love competition, love car shows. We are extremely excited that in early August, we have Barrett Jackson coming here for the inaugural Reno Tahoe Barrett Jackson auction. They're the premier custom and collector car auction company in the world. Of course, they're based in Scottsdale, Arizona. But they used to have an event in Orange County, California that is now going to be held here annually in Reno Tahoe. So that's quite a coup for us. And that's her during the Hot August Nights you mentioned before. Hot August Nights is a gigantic event in early August where you have people from all over the country coming out here with their hot rods, custom cars, muscle cars, collector cars. And so right in the smack dab in the middle, we got this Barrett Jackson event, which we broadcast nationally on Speed Channel. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about that shortly. Also all the Hot August Nights coming up. Thank you so much for being with us. I've been having a blast. We have to step aside for the mid-break. We'll be right back, folks.
We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio from Reno, Nevada. Having a blast. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dan Scanlon. The Edward Snowden story is a fast-moving tale today. The NSA leaker boarded an Aeroflot jet early this morning and flew to Moscow. New York Senator Charles Schumer is furious about that.
Allies are supposed to treat each other in decent ways, and Putin always seems almost eager to put a finger in the eye of the United States, whether it is Syria, Iran, and now, of course, with Snowden. That's not how allies should treat one another, and I think it'll have serious consequences for the United States-Russia relationship.
Snowden left Hong Kong in the company of sympathetic diplomats and WikiLeaks lawyers, and he has asked Ecuador for asylum. The jury in the George Zimmerman murder trial has begun sequestered lives as of today. No telephones, newspapers, TV, or internet. The trial starts tomorrow with opening statements. Zimmerman is accused of shooting 17-year-old Trayvon Martin to death last February. He says it was self-defense. This is NBC News Radio.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement. If you're over 17 and still struggle with acne, you'll want to take the Proactive Clear Skin Challenge. Why? To finally get the flawless complexion you really want, or you don't pay a penny. That's right. Today's Clear Skin Challenge includes our 100% risk-free guarantee. Because we're that confident Proactive can work for you. Proactive is America's number one treatment for acne because it's worked for millions of people of all ages and every skin type. Call 1-800-682-9924 and you're guaranteed a 2-month trial of Proactive. You've seen Proactive on TV, but the 100% risk-free guarantee is for radio listeners only. Call in the next 5 minutes to get $42 in free gifts, which includes our amazing dark spot corrector, free and yours to keep, just for taking the Proactive Clear Skin Challenge. You've got 5 minutes to call. 1-800-682-9924. That's 1-800-682-9924. 1-800-682-9924.
When you need heating and air conditioning system work in a hurry,
call the General.
When you want the job done right the first time,
call the General.
You bet. General Air Conditioning and Heating is the best little air conditioning company in the desert. Get a Service Plus agreement and you'll always get a discount on parts and labor and priority service too. So if you really want one less thing to worry about,
call the General and that's in order.
General Air Conditioning and Heating, 760-343-7488 or log on to callthegeneral.com.
Call the General. Hello, I'm Frank Harrison, President of General Air Conditioning. There's a lot to be said about calling the General. General Air has served the desert for over 29 years. With summer upon us, it's time to start thinking about your air conditioning system. What would be worse than your system failing you during the hottest season? Why not call the General and have peace of mind? The General has the best on-time service in the desert, and we're open 7 days a week, 7 to 7, with no overtime charges. So why not call the General at 760-772-3400 or visit our website, callthegeneral.com.
This is Michael McGuire with the California Elder Law Center. For over 18 years, the California Elder Law Center has been serving the needs of older adults, helping them access the care that they need and deserve and not go broke doing it. Thousands of families in Southern California have used the services of the California Elder Law Center to access over $90,000 a year in public benefits to pay for quality long-term care. California Elder Law Center are staffed by fully accredited attorneys that are designed to help you satisfy your family's needs to access long-term care. Simply pick up the phone and call 760-422-0404 and talk to an attorney today to help satisfy your family's needs to get the quality of care you need and deserve. The California Elder Law Center looks forward to talking to you personally. Simply call 760-422-0404. 760-422-0404. 1-800-800-0404.
Are you looking to get fit, but you're only in the desert for a few weeks or months? Knott's Fitness Point Health Club in Palm Springs is the place for you, with memberships designed for guests, short-term, long-term, and seniors. Why wait? Offering cardio machines, a weight room, heated pool, and more. Finally, a facility offering members a friendly, non-intimidating environment for the health of us. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Oak City Water Park. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Not Fitness Point Facebook page.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, right here on Money Radio. We are coming to you live from Reno, Nevada at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. And I've been having a fabulous time. I arrived on Thursday, and it's been nonstop. I tell you, between, yeah, because you have to get into gaming, I'll tell you. No matter everything I've been doing, you have to get into gaming. But the expert is with us. Kimberly Tolkien is with us from the Atlantis Casino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Well, it is great. Fabulous property. You are a four diamond award winning property, and it shows everywhere I look. It looks, everything is, I don't even know. How old is the Atlantis?
Well, you know, the Atlantis has been around for a number of years. It's gone through a transformation over time. We've gone through a couple of expansions, but the management has been here since 1972. But we've had a few different names along the way.
Well, I tell you, it looks like it's brand new. In the spa, I'm looking up at the ceiling briefly when my eyes weren't closed. Everything, my room, everything looks so new and fresh. It has such a great vibe to it.
Well, in 2008, we went through a $100 million expansion.
All right.
And so the area that we're sitting in now, in the sportsbook area, is all new since 2008. That was our latest expansion. So we have 824 rooms. We have 8 restaurants. We have 10 fabulous lounges, a world-class spa, as you know. And our Four Diamond Award is very precious to us. We worked very hard. And for that recognition, you have to put in a lot of details, and you have to raise your bar, raise your level of service. You have everything that we do with a purpose. We have a reason for it. And so in particular, as you say, in the spa, there is no detail that we do not make sure to take care of.
Well, when the casino especially has this many people coming, you have a lot of locals that come here, obviously, and then you have visitors. With the convention center is right next door. You have a walking bridge that actually leads to the convention center. The traffic through the casino is very busy, very hectic at all times. Right now we have the sports book next to us, which is full, and I have noticed, and I look around at everything. I am one of those. I just do it. I don't do it on purpose. I just naturally do it. There's no trash anywhere. Everything is so clean and pristine, and that's how you get a Four Diamond Award, because everything is just right on its mark and very inviting, very comfortable. And your visitors, do you feel good in the Atlantis?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on having a spotless resort. We are absolutely maniacal about keeping things clean. We like everything to be fresh. We want everything to be inviting. That starts right down from the moment we hire someone. We have very strict standards on the type of people that we hire. We are very, we look for bubbly, fresh personalities. We don't want to have anybody come here and say, oh, well, that person was not very good. Our goal is to make sure that when you come here, you have the absolute ultimate experience from the moment you walk in the front doors with a welcome to the moment you leave. And yes, we do have a whole lot of locals that come here. We have a lot of visitors that come here, because with 824 rooms, they're not filled with locals. And so we have our sky bridge that connects us directly to the convention center, so you don't have to step outside. We are only one of 12 in the whole country that connect directly to the convention center.
And with us, folks, is Kimberly Tolkien. She is the Assistant General Manager here at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. And you can go to their website, for those of you listening online. Is it AtlantisCasino.com? Very, very simple. And the link is on Traveling with Francoise. Now, I had dinner at Bistro Napa the other night.
And how was it?
It was fabulous.
And I'm sure you met Chef Clay.
I met Chef Clay. It was a wonderful dining experience. And that is the Atlantis here. You have stepped up the dining experience from the gelato that I've been tasting, I'm admitting to, in the evening, to all the restaurants here. The restaurants are beautiful. The food is delicious. Tell us about the restaurants here on property.
Well, we have 8 fabulous restaurants. You enjoy the Bistro Napa. That, in particular, that restaurant has a lot of fresh cuisine. It's Napa-inspired. As many as possible ingredients are organic. It is a seasonal menu that changes through the year. And then our steakhouse is, bar none, the best steakhouse in town. In all of our restaurants, we do a very thorough research project. We go travel and look at other restaurants. And so our dining here, you cannot touch in any other city in the U.S.
Which really, that has changed over the years, that the perception, it used to be resort dining, people couldn't wait to go out. Now, they can't wait to stay in and make their reservations way in advance before they even get to the Atlantis because they want to make sure they have that table.
Absolutely, and you can do that on atlantiscasino.com/dining and make a reservation in either the bistro or the steakhouse. Okay. And then we have the best buffet in town. Really, it's the best buffet in Northern Nevada. It's the largest buffet, and we consistently get voted best by all the polls. You name it. RGJ, the Casino Player, Casino Magazine, everybody who comes to our buffet recognizes that we have the best buffet.
And I also mentioned that I had dinner in the deli as well.
The deli.
And it was delicious.
Yes, our famous Manhattan deli.
Yeah, yeah.
That deli opened in 2008, and it has sandwiches that are crafted with care. We have the absolute best ingredients. Our pastrami, our corned beef is absolutely untouchable. We are a full-scale deli as well. You can come in and get meats and cheeses to go. And did you have the cheesecake? Tell me you had the cheesecake.
I can't keep admitting to all this on the air, Kimberly.
Come on. You had to have the cheesecake.
It was delicious. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, before you go, you have to have the black and white cookie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or the brownies.
Well,
or the coffee cake.
Okay. Well, now, being so close to the convention center, you have a lot of families. When the business traveler is coming, if they have the opportunity to bring the family with them because they know that the property that they're going to has something for everyone to do, you have the beautiful pool area, you have the beautiful spa area, we're going to talk about that. You have a fun center here for kids that is just, it is like a theme park. Those kids and adults, let me tell you, it wasn't just the kids in that fun center, the adults are in there. You have really thought out that you want to make sure that the family can come and have a wonderful experience here at Atlantis.
Absolutely. We have a lot of redemption games, which are the type of games that you collect points for, and then you can take those points and redeem them for a game or a lollipop or a whole myriad of different items from the Redemption Center. And so we have games that are both individual play as well as team play, so you can come in with your best friend, and it is not just kids in there. There's a ton of teenagers. It's the happening place to be, and you can have a birthday party there as well. We do birthday parties.
So lots and lots of fun. So why the kids are doing that, and there's adults in there, they're having a great time. Maybe the hubby is at the convention center, or the wife, or who knows, he might be on the golf course somewhere. You have the spa. I was in the spa the other day, the Atlanta spa, and I had the new treatment, the Lomi Lomi Hawaiian massage. Gwyneth gave it to me. It was fantastic. Your spa is beautiful.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. Gwen is awesome, as well as all of our other therapists. Our Lomi Lomi is a Hawaiian-inspired treatment that is just one of the many different things that you can do. And we have a lot of activities, or I should say relaxation lounges, so when you're done with your treatment, you can relax in the brine inhalation light therapy lounge. You can go take a dip in the jacuzzi. We have 2 different temperatures in our jacuzzis, and our lounges are co-ed, which is kind of different. You can come in with your spouse, you can have a quality time, and then you can go have a lunch, if you wish, next to the pool and enjoy a real relaxing day.
Now, there's a little secret I learned that when you're on the third floor, I think that that's a spa
floor,
am I right? I noticed people just walking out the door of their room with their robes and their slippers, and they were all ready to go.
Absolutely.
They came to the Atlantis for the spa.
Absolutely.
Totally immersed themselves in the spa
experience.
The third
floor, those rooms are the spa rooms, and so direct access, and you can never have to put any clothes on besides your spa if you wanted to the whole stay.
All right. Entertainment. You have nightly entertainment?
We have nightly entertainment in our cabaret lounge. We do a variety of genres, and then we also do concerts up on our second floor convention area, and actually August 30th, we will be welcoming Rick Springfield.
Oh, okay. And again, folks, the website is AtlantisCasino.com. Very, very simple. And we would be remiss if we did not bring up every sort of gaming experience available is right here at the Atlantis.
Absolutely. We've been voted loosest slots, friendliest dealers, best casino. The list goes on. And we have every kind of, we have exclusive premier slots, which means that you can play slots here that aren't anywhere else. They premiere on our floor because we have such a great group of guests that will give us good feedback. We have great table games. We've got blackjack, we've got roulette, craps, pie gal, you name it, we've got it. And then our fabulous sports bar, we have race and sports betting, as well as keno and live poker. And speaking of poker, the World Poker Tour is coming up in the middle of September.
And I have to say that I am ahead of the game, the gambling game here at Atlantis.
I'm not surprised because we have very liberal games.
Yes, you do. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you for hosting me here.
You are welcome.
The Atlantis Casino Resort.
Did you get your Club Paradise card while you were gaming?
It's a beautiful property. Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
All right. Thank you again. A lovely property. And folks, go to AtlantisCasino.com. Book your reservations. It's on Virginia Street right here in Reno. Fantastic property. It certainly, and then more, deserves this four diamond award winning award that is received. Definitely, definitely. You should be getting five.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right,
very much.
Folks. So we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show up with Northern Nevada Motor Madness. This is starts in April. It goes all the way through September. Lots more fun happening here in Reno, Nevada. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you from Reno, Nevada, from the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. Right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
There's only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Your restaurant has the coolest bar stools and dining furniture.
Why, thank you very much. It came from Desert Business Interiors.
Hey, was your home office furniture expensive?
Not even. I shopped at Desert Business Interiors.
Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Experience health and wellness as never before at the Synergy Wellness Clinics in Palm Desert. Offering innovative and proven holistic treatments, Dr. Steve Nelson has the answers and the solutions to drastically improve your health. The Synergy Wellness Clinics invite you to a free tour and seminar held every Tuesday evening. For more information, call 760 776-5001 or visit on the web drstevenelson.com. Live healthy, the Synergy way.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noh tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you from Reno, Nevada, at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa, having a great time. I'm so sad to think that my time will slowly come to an end, but before we do, I want to also thank some of our sponsors, Sunline Transit Agency. We have to give them a shout-out, as well as Benefit Together. So we will be back in the station that week, but we still have something very, very important to cover here in Reno, Nevada. Of course, they get 4 million visitors a year. They're going to get a lot more. This event is really rocking, really happening. With us right now is Tony Marini. Welcome to Traveling with Francoise.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, before we even get into the Motor Madness, this is a huge event coming up. Tony Marini, fourth generation here in Reno.
That's correct. Yeah, we've been here a little while. Everybody's born and raised here. Nobody veered off and went and moved anywhere else. So the whole family's lived here our entire life.
So I have to ask you, this billion-dollar renovation, there's so much new, fresh. I was at the Riverwalk last night. I've been driving around town. I've been out to the golf courses. Just everywhere, the new freeways, everywhere I look, it's new. So exciting. So many generations here. Now, fourth generation, what do you think of this revamp, this facelift, this makeover?
Well, truthfully, it's amazing. I mean, everybody's investing back into their product, back into the community, back into everything that we have to offer here, and it's fun to watch. It really is, because we pride ourselves on a tourist yet business type customer that come through the area, and new and better is what everybody's looking for. Years ago, we prided ourselves on a little bit of television and word of mouth, and today it's social media and facelift. So excited about what's going on, and excited about the direction that everybody's going.
Well, so I can't wait to come back to Reno. Now, I get this feeling that you have a passion for cars. Classic cars, maybe.
Yeah.
Am I kind of going in the right direction here?
That is correct.
Okay, so coming up, you have the Northern Nevada Motor Madness. Now, this started in April. How are you part of this event?
Well, I think it all got started when we talked to the RSCVA about being our partner with our new auction company. So this year in January, we announced that during Hot August Nights, our classic car show here in the area, Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, is going to come and be our partner and do our auction for us here in Reno in August. So we've had an auction here for 26 years, and the other auction company, they did a great job, but we decided to go a different direction, and Barrett Jackson stepped up, and the RCBA stepped up, and here we are.
Well, you don't even have to know a lot about cars when you hear the name Barrett Jackson. I mean, I even know who they are, and I know just a little bit about cars. I love to drive, but they're a premier. So now, this event starts in April, and it runs through September, but Hot August Nights, the month of August, this is like huge. Tell us about this month. What is going to happen
well,
this whole month?
You have the whole lineup there about Motor Madness, which is wonderful, and Chris Baum and their team have done a great job on putting this all together. And it started right after we finalized the deal with Barrett Jackson. Do we do a great job here with car stuff? Absolutely. Is Barrett Jackson coming to town? Absolutely. They've done a great job on basically putting together a calendar that says, hey, pick five of these and come. We want you in our city. Anything to do with a piston or a hot rod or anything, come be a part of it. August, I think this is the icing on the cake. I mean, you get 6,000 registered cars. You get cruising every night. There's a swap meet. There's drag races. We have a prom, live entertainment. I mean, it is truly a nostalgia festival like no other. And truthfully, it's the biggest car show on the West Coast.
So now, what if some of the folks from California, Arizona, they want to be part of Hot August Nights? Can they do that? Are you open to the public to bring their cars in to register, to be part of the events? Explain that to us.
Absolutely. So we are known as a free event. Okay, so all our entertainment is free. All of our You can come down and watch a cruise. It's all free. The way you enter Hot August Nights is you enter your car, and it's $170, and you get a pass for the entire week. That pass allows you to cruise, to park everywhere, and to get into every single venue within the city for free. The entire city turns into Hot August Nights for 7 days. So if you're a car participant, you're actually two steps above everybody because you get in for free. You get to enjoy everything for free.
All right, and they go to the visitrenotahoe.com website for more information. But let's talk about visitors coming into town that just want to go and experience Hot August Night. Is that free to the public? Are they paying to come in? Or,
well, if you go to downtown to watch a cruise or go to any of the show and shine, that's all free.
Okay.
If you want to get into the auction, it's $20 a day. Or you can buy a pass for 3 days for $50. It's $6 to get into the swap meet, which is always a fun event. It's $10 to get into our drag races, and the cars actually drag race for free. If you're a car participant of Hot August Nights, you get to drag race for free. So the cost to get in things is still pretty minimal, but all of our big name entertainment every night, it's all free. Bring your chair, come down, watch, and enjoy.
Well, and I know I've been to a Barrett Jackson auction, and those are so exciting. You just kind of want to raise your hand, even if you're not bidding on anything. You just want the experience of raising your hand, and then somebody says, yeah, you just paid $30,000 for a car. And, oh, excuse me.
They do an unbelievable job. Walking into the Barrett Jackson for the first time was in Las Vegas, and I walked in, and they sold a car for $700,000. And I walked out of there going, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I need this in Reno, and it happened. So it's kind of a little dream come true.
And with us, folks, is Tony Marini. He is the director, I'm going to say, of Hot August Nights, if I'm correct there.
That is correct.
So now the people are bringing their cars in because I just want to. There's so much going on in the month of August with this event, Hot August Nights. And again, they can go to the website, visit renotahoe.com for more information. But is there actually a competition as well for people bringing their cars in? Is there?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So there are show and shine awards that are at every casino in town, basically. So we're here at the Atlantis today. They have a Best of Speed award that they're giving away this year. I think they're giving away between $35,000 and $40,000 throughout the week. Oh. The Peppermill, they always do a great job and give away $10,000 to $20,000 in show and shine money. And this year here, we started something new. The downtown casino properties, there's four of them down there, partnered up with Barrett Jackson to create the Barrett Jackson Cup, which is a show and shine award, $20,000 first prize. This show and shine will be judged by three very respected names in the car business that we went out and want to be a part of it. Bob Millard is one of the Riddler judges and part of the Woodward Dream Cruise. Bobby Alloway has actually won the Riddler Award and a very renowned builder. And then Pete Chaporis is the owner and president of SoCal Speed Shops. So three guys that are vested in it and want to come judge a show. And we're going to put the whole thing on television.
All right. And all the Barrett Jackson activity, folks, is August 8th through 10th, correct?
That is correct. Right. And Hot August Nights goes the 6th through the 11th.
So what type of car do you own?
Well, I have
I have a
pickup. It's a 72 Chevy pickup with a 4-inch lift.
Oh,
kind of fits the Nevada boy.
There you go. Do you show this pickup?
It's not a show truck. It's just a fun truck. I'm looking for something convertible car right now because I have three daughters that made me promise that if I get rid of the truck, I buy something that they can all get in. So,
well, it sounds like a fantastic event. And again, being a fourth generation in Reno, I want to touch base on this real lightly. For all the new visitors coming to Reno, what would you like to say to them? What shouldn't they miss? What's one of your favorite things to do? And that's a lot of questions.
I think the favorite thing to do is the food here. People don't realize the food in Reno is probably better than most food places on the West Coast. We have unbelievable restaurants in this city. The food has always been this city's Frank Sinatra. Frank could never play in Reno, but we could serve food that be served at anything that he ever did.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for being on the show. Really an exciting event coming up. It's a Northern Nevada Motor Madness coming. It actually started in April. It's running all the way through September. You can go to the website, visit renotahoe.com for more information. Tony, that was with us at... Thank you again, Tony, for being with us.
Thank you for having Hot August Nights, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Barrett Jackson, you tie that name into any event, you cannot go wrong. Just so exciting. And I don't know, maybe I'm just going to stay right here at the Atlantis. I'm just going to tell them I need that room for about a month or so.
There you
and,
go.
You know, experience it all. All right, Tony, again, thanks. Have a great day, and go out there and enjoy the beautiful weather.
Thank you for having us.
All right, folks. Well, that wraps up my experience here in the the new, exciting, vibrant, thriving Reno, Nevada. I tell you, it has been just a ton of fun here in Reno. I'm going to try to go to Virginia City, which is only 45 minutes away. That's on my list. I don't even know if I'm going to manage it. I actually am ahead in the gambling game here. I've been doing a little bit of that at night. The dining has been spectacular. My massage here at the Atlantis was fantastic. Golf at Lake Ridge, I tell you, I had a blast. The rodeo, everything I have experienced here in Reno has been first class. A lot of fun. Visit RenoTahoe.com, the Visitors Bureau. They are doing a phenomenal job. Okay, next week I will be back at the station. I have to get back home. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want you to have a great week. Go to Facebook and like us on Facebook. Check out the website, Traveling with Francoise. And as always, I want you to remember that it's never too late to get a life.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot.